Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Cross-Eyed Ned's Word on the Line. And today I'd just like to look at and touch on being brought unto Christ. The soul, the heart, coming unto Christ. And first off, I just wanted to mention that I'll read this verse right here where Jesus himself makes it very clear that when our soul is, and I say brought unto Christ, it's a miracle of God. No man can do this. In John chapter 6, verse 44, Jesus says this, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." And that is yesterday, today, and forever. It is always a miracle of God beginning to end. Remember, God himself is El Shaddai, the Almighty, the All-Powerful, Omnipotent. With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So, because that is so, I'll just kind of show it from beginning to end. There's the soul that's not born again. If you look behind me on the diagram, that soul is dead and buried. I'm not going to go into it, into the whole work of the cross, but just since the moment of Jesus's crucifixion, the cross, everything that is dead was buried. And I'll just leave it at that. I'll, Lord willing, explain it in a different podcast. So here's the soul, you could say, dead in sin. We would understand this, being dead in sin. And so how can a soul that is dead in sin come unto Christ or come unto salvation, who Christ himself is, or respond even to the invitation of God? It requires a miracle of God. See, we always have to have this before us. With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Man is not all-powerful. God is all-powerful. God is El Shaddai. Man is not. So then, God, in his tender mercy and ever-abounding grace, takes the initiative. He must always take the initiative. He takes the initiative and does what man cannot do. Begins speaking to the heart, to the soul, because man will speak to the ear, the natural ear and the natural mind, but it is God by his spirit that speaks to the heart, the inside. Man can only touch the outside. God touches the heart. God speaks to the heart. So for one who's not born again, God speaks to the heart, the Holy Spirit, with that word that is spoken, prepares the ground of the heart, prepares the ground of the soul, so that by the work of the Spirit, that heart, that soul, can respond to the voice of God. When that happens, and it is only by a miracle of God, when that happens, the heart, I would say, repents. The soul repents. The person repents. The heart turns unto the Lord, and in that very moment, Christ himself appears in the soul. And because Christ is now present in the soul, that soul has literally come from the condition of death unto the condition of life, translated from death unto life. The condition of the soul has changed. Before, the soul was in a condition of death, but now because Christ is present, the soul is in a condition of life, because Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is life itself, is life. He is life. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He said, "I am the resurrection, and I am the life." So he either is declaring truth, or he's a liar. And we all know that God is not a man that he should lie. All right. So God, in his mercy, takes the initiative, performs the miracle, what no man can do. That's why it's called a miracle, because man cannot do this. It is beyond man to do this. It is outside of man's ability to do such a thing. And God brings, by the work of his Holy Spirit, the soul unto Christ himself. All right? He does this by Christ appearing in the soul. Christ appears, salvation is received. Christ appears in the soul. And at that very moment, the soul is brought unto Christ himself. Now, you're going to say, well, you may say a whole lot of things, but I'm not going to answer what you're saying or what you're asking maybe in your mind. But I'm going on. All right. So first, the soul is brought in reality unto Christ at the moment of new birth by Christ himself being present in the soul. That is a done deal. You cannot change this. Man cannot change this. Jesus said it this way, what God hath joined, let no man separate. Your thoughts, your actions, your mind, your natural mind, your carnal mind, your corrupt mind, your human mind cannot change this. This is a miracle of God. Can man undo that which God does? Impossible. All right? So now, the soul being born again, the soul having already been brought unto the person of Christ, now listen to what I'm going to say. This is reality. Now, the heart must come in knowledge unto the reality, Christ himself, that God himself has brought us to at the moment of new birth. And I said that slow so we could all let it sink in. First, there is reality. Then there must be the knowledge of reality. Okay? So now for us who are born again, the Holy Spirit continues the same way. The Spirit of God does not change what he's doing. Everything that God does, everything that God allows, everything that God permits. And I'll just give examples. Miracles, signs, wonders, preaching, teaching, Bible study, Bible reading, listening, this or that, a kind word, an action, everything and anything. If the thing is of God, it is without doubt purposed and designed of God to bring into the person of Christ. All right. So for the one who's born again, the Holy Spirit does not change what he is doing. He continues preparing the ground of the heart so that now the heart may come in knowledge where God has, past tense, already brought the soul in reality at the moment of new birth. The heart must turn unto the Lord by the work of the Spirit, a miracle of God. The heart must come from man's knowledge, which is complete ignorance, blindness, unto the knowledge of God, who is Christ himself. Only God can do this. We cannot do this. Man cannot do this. Remember, it is impossible with man, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. That is why it is a miracle, and that is why it requires the tender mercy and ever-abounding grace of God Almighty, El Shaddai. The Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth, who Christ himself is. So this is being brought unto Christ. This is coming unto Christ. This is our heart coming in knowledge. This is the soul coming in reality by the work of the Spirit and miracle of God. This is our heart coming in knowledge by the work of the Spirit, a miracle of God. Only God can do this. And what is it that we come unto in our heart, in knowledge, when we are brought by the Spirit of God in our hearts from the knowledge of man unto the knowledge of God. What is it that we are brought unto? We are brought unto Christ himself in this sense. At the moment of new birth, we have been brought unto Christ himself in reality. Now, for us who are born again, we are basically brought to see, to know the one who has been present in the soul ever since the moment of new birth. The one who, with a testimony, Jacob declares, "You are here, and I knew it not." And he called the place Peniel. For he said, "God is here, and I was the one who was ignorant. I knew it not." That's man's knowledge, ignorance. God's knowledge is Christ his Son. So, I'll just end with that. Once again, it is a miracle of God, requires the mercy of God, and with man it is impossible. So, Lord bless, and we'll see you in our next podcast. Remember, if you're enjoying these, you can hit the subscribe. Go ahead and subscribe, and we'll see you our next time. Lord bless. Amen.